Sixth grade students at Glenwood Springs Middle School studied the formations of local landforms. Take a listen to what students have to say about our area's formation.
Hello, this is Cesar.
And David, speaking to you today about the landforms and natural forces.
Hey David, don't you think that people are always changing?
Hey, that actually reminds me of landforms, how they always get changed by natural forces.
Well folks, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Hope you enjoy.
First, we're going to talk about a landform in our valley, caves.
You can see the caves at the caverns. They're dark and scary and cold, but that's only their bad side. They can also have rocks that go inside of them and streams.
Caves are formed by the dissolution of limestone. What happens is rainwater picks up carbon dioxide in the air, which percolates or filters through the soil, which dissolves limestone along the joints, bedding, and fractures, which can dissolve limestone big enough to form a beautiful cave.
It is important to understand landforms when building because if you build a house on an alluvial vent, you will have to pay extra and deal with damage because your buildings could crack and break.
This landform is used by animals as places to stay safe and also used as a home for animals like bats and other organisms. Something to keep in mind is that you don't litter, throw trash in a trash can, and help animals and the landforms of Colorado.
Now for a catchphrase. It goes something like this. You can dream to be saved in the caves because you will be enslaved in its beauty. Oh, its beauty. And I will tell you this truly because that is my duty.
Ta-da! The end.
This has been a collaboration between the Glenwood Springs Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.